In Iraq, the northern mountains traditionally provided a much-needed escape from summer heat for residents of the center and south of the country until 1992, when the U.S. helped set up a Kurdish-controlled enclave in the north. From then on, Saddam Hussein forbade his people to travel to the region. With those restrictions gone, Iraqis once again are heading for the hills. NPR's Ivan Watson visited the area and filed this report.
It didn't take long for Iraqis to start rediscovering what was once the most popular summer destination in the country. On a recent weekend afternoon, the reed-covered cabanas built alongside the Behal waterfall in northern Iraq were packed with visitors from the south. Arab families from Baghdad and Mosul all sat picnicking in the shade on bare concrete and rocks, their feet dangling in the cool water that rushed down the mountain. Nearby, a group of grown men from Kirkuk played like children in the rapids. After the chaos and uncertainty of the past several months, there's an atmosphere of relaxation and escape in this lush and mountainous corner of Iraq. Carried away by the moment, these Turkmen began singing and dancing to the beat of a drum. 15 minutes up the road, at another waterfall called Gali Ali Beg, a teacher from Baghdad named Fela Hassan struggled in broken English to explain his happiness.
Now, we are very happy because we are forbidden to see this beautiful places like mountains and this waters, and we are very, very painful.
For Hassan and many like him, the waterfall is a cool escape from the staggering heat in and around Baghdad, where summer temperatures soar to 130 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, yes, like we are living in paradise, yes, paradise. We search for paradise. Now we see paradise, yes.
But the former Kurdish enclave in the north of the country has another attractive feature, security. Unlike the south, where the increasingly unpopular U.S. military occupation has been accompanied by lawlessness and the breakdown of basic services, the north is stable and peaceful. Ever since the first Gulf War, the Kurds had this region almost entirely to themselves. They were protected from Saddam Hussein's forces by a no-fly zone patrolled by American and British warplanes. Since these barriers disappeared last April, cars and buses filled with Arabs on vacation have become an increasingly common sight in the north. Though ethnic tensions continue to exist between Kurds and Arabs, the Kurds working at this tea shop next to the waterfall would like more visitors to come from Arab-dominated cities like Mosul and Baghdad.
We like that, and we like all the Baghdadis and the Muslims come here, all of them.
In fact, some Kurds are counting on an increase in tourism from the south. This crew of Kurds were hard at work building a new set of cabanas by the waterfall at Behal. Just up the road, a group of Arabs dressed in traditional Dishdasha robes celebrated their arrival at the waterfall by dancing in a circle next to their bus. Ivan Watson, NPR News.